I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
You are listening to RSN.
That's right. It's that time of the week again. It's RSN Live. Actually, first time back in a couple of weeks. The 1 week my laptop wasn't working properly, and then the week prior to that, I just said screw it, because I had some other things that needed to get done. But we're back after a 2 week hiatus, and what a fun 2 weeks it's been. I've heard plenty of fun info going on, namely Sonic 2 HD once again making it into the news. You know, considering that, okay, it was suspected it was a keylogger. And then it turned out that Lost is just a really fucking horrible programmer. Maybe he was behind Sonic 06, who knows. But the damage is done. Sonic 2 HD, right now a lot of people are kind of looking at it with a leery eye. I've been told that Lost has been kicked off the project. I don't know if he's going to go Naka on this and take his engine with him, but I'm pretty sure no one would care if he did. Anywho, I forgot to do my little spiel. But, you know what? I'm just going to say go to RSN on afternet.org, because honestly, Surreal Chat has become as unstable as it possibly can in terms of net splits, and it's just no one likes it. I don't know why the other channels haven't moved off by now, and I don't think Tab's going to fix that anytime soon. So, yeah. So, you know, anyways, back to this whole business here of, second. I was trying to get some music and completely ran out of time. It's always how it happens, right? So let's go ahead and do this for now. Anyways, like I was saying, you know, it's goofed up. I don't want to completely bash it at this point, because I'm aware. I know last time I was kind of bashing the hell out of it. I'm pretty sure I was just annoyed with stuff, but yeah, it's always interesting to see projects like that get completely screwed over by sloppy programming and just stupid ideologies making itself over. The IRC network is just irc.afternet.org. Default port. RSN. All that good stuff. So, what else was I going to complain about? About how I was thinking of possibly bugging Sega to give us PC users better res cutscenes and generations. Because I have a new tech toy. That's right. yet another tech toy that I probably shouldn't have bought, but I have it anyways. Basically, like I said, my laptop was screwy, so, and it was falling apart anyways, so I just decided to just buy a new laptop. And now I got a new laptop, and it's able to run Sonic Generations.
Yay!
Anyways, I'm gonna go ahead and just... Yay. I think I'm getting sick, so if I seem a little weird, then, you know, that's just me. Where is it? I'm gonna get to our first song. I'm really unfocused right now, and I don't know why. So, bear with me on that. I'm slowly working it back together here. We can talk about some other things that are going on once I get some things going. Dead air. That's basically what's going on right now. Dead air. Let's put this here. I don't care. Okay. Two tracks. Be back in a moment. And we'll see what's up after that. We'll be right back. The game that introduced me to hating Rails. You know, I actually kind of prefer the in-production version of that better, where they're just kind of incoherently yelling instead of singing the lyrics. I'll have to try to find that. I don't believe it's actually on any of the music sites. It was in the video that was included in the Sonic Mega Collection Plus. So that's something I'm going to have to find and play, because it just makes me laugh. It's just literally incoherent yelling. That's all it is. I don't know if, like, they didn't have the lyrics written or what, but, like, they had an idea of how they wanted it to sound. It's just... And meanwhile, while we're discussing that, I'm reading the discussion about simulators, because apparently in Microsoft Flight, you can't crash 747s. I don't know, is that like... That'd be really weird if it was limited to just that particular plane. But then again, after, you know, 9/11, I'm pretty sure everyone's kind of... Anytime you can do that. Meanwhile, if I want some extreme property destruction, I'm just going to hit up Railroad Simulator 2012, because that is where it's at. And, yeah, of course, there's Farming Simulator. There's, like, a simulator for everything now. You know, where's, like, Game Programmer Simulator 2015? Pretty sure that will come out eventually. And it's just some guy that comes up and yells at you every 15 minutes about not meeting deadlines. You know, what's funny about that is the fact that, like, if someone actually hears this, they'll probably make that a game. You know, simulator for bushes. Do not give them ideas. Alright? Don't give them ideas. Crazy times. I mean, like, I guess the flight sim, though, is pretty bad. I didn't see. I haven't played the game yet. That's the thing. I've heard it's free to play, but usually when it's free to play, there's a reason it's free to play. And then, of course, there's Second Life. I was into Second Life for, like, a few months. I thought it was interesting, but then it just started getting weird. And that was my time. Like, weird even for me. I, like, have, like... I'm fairly loose here on the weird factor. I mean, 99% of the stuff that 4chan throws up just doesn't affect me. But there's occasionally some things that'll just make me go... And I'll just slowly step away. Not right now, I'm actually sitting, but, yeah. So what else is going on? I'm trying to read what everyone's, you know. I'm in multiple channels. I just don't like Surreal Chat because they keep fucking up a simple task of keeping two servers linked. It went from, like, a net split every once in a while to a net split every fucking day. Oh, there's the prototype intro. Yeah, but it's on the wrong, I don't even know if it will work right now. Pulse Audio Sync. It's so goofed right now. I can try it. We'll see if it comes up. Watch equals... Or, no, question mark V. I have to hand type this. See what you made me do? AYR0. Oh, there it is. Alright, I gotta pause it, let it load, and we will listen to some incoherent ramblings here shortly. In fact, here, let me go ahead and just stop the jingle music, the talk bed music, and If I can get this to work, we will... Oh, this will be awesome if I can. Let's find out if it works. Doesn't look like it's working. Okay, we go to step B then. We'll put the jingle music back on, but I'm going to go with a different one. And we'll just install some handy-dandy tools. Like, Getvid. Let's see. YouTube downloader. Because my laptop is fast enough now. I should be able to... oh, no, it's Keepvid. That's what it was. That's the one I usually use. Nope. Apparently that's not working. Get add-ons, search, well, whatever. It's been a while. MP3, yeah, we'll install that. You know, it's nothing like installing videos from our stuff from other places. Restart. We gotta do a restart here. Anyways, meanwhile, well, that's going on, talking about simulators here. There's like simulators for every friggin' thing out there. And it's just funny at this point what you can get. I think I just broke something. Get over here. There it goes. Okay, let's restart. Firefox is already running. Yeah, that's always how it works, isn't it? Firefox is well known for its inability to operate. So, let me find... I gotta open a new terminal. Kill all Mozilla. Oh, there it goes. And it brings itself right back up. Imagine that. Tools. Let's see what we got. But now I gotta find... a way to get the video, because this doesn't show anything. It says stop download. I'm not sure what that's all about. Unless that's the tool. Oh, yeah, that's the tool. Alright. This feature requires an updated version. Upgrade now. Video queued. Grabbing video. Yada, yada, yada. So it's just passing that to another website. And then it errors out. Well, thank you very much. You take your life in your hands with this. And God knows what this thing is like. Well, then again, I'm running Linux, so I don't really have to worry too much, but it's just... I wouldn't send it to me. I don't have the IRC on the same computer that's doing the music. That's the problem. Download. Save. See, that's the problem, is I have... Okay, why is it not downloading? It's just being weird. Save. There it goes. Okay. I finally got it. Alright, let's grab it and we will throw it here because it's not part of my standard soundtrack. We'll flip this over. And let's stop this here and I'll play this. And you will hear incoherent rambling. No idea why it's so quiet. We'll be right back. I like to think they were like, just, they're like, just do something. You know what it really reminds me of? And unfortunately, I don't have... Let me see if I can find it real quick. Did anyone here ever play The Sims? Like, the original Sims? Not the, not the bullshit Sims 2, 20 different expansion packs. Let me see if I can find... This is Sim Rock soundtrack. Let's see. Firefox keeps freezing on me. That's what the problem is. I guess it's too demanding on the hardware. Yeah, I think Firefox just froze. Kill all. Zill. Firefox. No process found. Okay. Kill all Firefox. There we go. Now we're back. Okay. Yeah, it's... I don't know why it does that. No. No. YouTube downloader. We'll go to YouTube because I gotta find that track again. Anyways, like I was saying, it reminds me of basically the music in The Sims, just because of the... I can't remember what they called it, but it's basically rambling. Rambling in its pure sense. Google.com, because it's broken. You've never played them. Okay, hold on a second. Let me get this. YouTube to MP3. Let's go. It's probably going to take a while, because it's like a 3.5 minute track as compared to your little 1.25. So this is what we're doing to waste time now. We're just grabbing... we're just grabbing videos of games that use, like, they couldn't think of what to write. But then again, the Sonic Heroes theme, they actually did finish it out with lyrics. The Sims, however, they did not. So, we'll close that out. I don't know why it's... why Adblock Plus isn't running on this. I think Firefox just froze again. Well, you know what? I'm gonna go get some other tracks rolling here. And, did it finish this time? Save link. Save. Oh, it's downloading. Oh, it's downloading. I got it. All right. Well, we can listen to that Sims Rock 4. Let me pause this again. You can listen to this rambling. This is from The Sims 1, by the way. Makes no fucking sense. Man, this takes me back. This is like back in high school. middle school / high school. What is this you send forth? Oh, you sent me that before. I should have put this in, like any... I'm surprised Sega doesn't do this for their games. Like, just as, like, background music in Sonic games. Sorry, I'm just enjoying nostalgia. Actually, what's the mixture look like? Oh, it's not actually maxed out at all. So there you have it. That's, we listened to Sonic Heroes, the prototype, which had the rambling, incoherent yelling into the mic. And I just like to pretend they were, like, drunk or something. But in reality, they just probably didn't have the lyrics all down yet. And, of course, there you go, Sims, with its, like, they're the ones that, like, really pioneered the, I guess, the rambling talk in games. You know, they actually have, like, the sim characters doing conversations, and it is just always some kind of random verbaling kind of... Let me look this up real quick. There's actually they actually have a term for it. I want to say they called it similes. Oh, I should probably have the talk bed music back on, huh? Probably a good idea. What do we got? Yada, yada, yada. I'm sorry, I'm just reading. And I can't really find... Oh, there we are. So, here we go. It is called Simlish. Simlish is the Simlish is the language that you heard there in that last song I played. So there you go. A lot of incoherent rambling going on. And apparently there's like actually a written version, which is just zodiac symbols. But okay, enough about rambling about that. We should probably get back to some music for a moment. I know you were listening to music, but apparently Sonic Team for the win has posted a message. Okay then, we'll go with some more music and I'll be right back. We'll be right back. No, no, Shaddix. It's not that. The MPAA doesn't have anything to do with the government. They are just a lobby group. For those who weren't paying attention, Shaddix is linking to some kind of link that's about the MPAA saying that embedding videos is a copyright infringement. Yeah, those guys think that playing a DVD more than once is copyright infringement. So, you know, they can go fuck off for all I care. You know, even the artists are telling the MPAA and the RIAA to go fuck off. That's how hated those two groups are now. Well, you know, they sue people for all this money, and they don't give any of the money to the artists. They just give it straight to the music, the recording or the movie studio. And the movie recording studios don't give the money to the artists. They just keep it for themselves. So why you would sign up for a label or a studio now is beyond me, given how easy it is to just get yourself started. It doesn't cost, maybe $10,000 at most if you're being really, really insane for, to start your own, like, home film production. It's all digital now. You don't need fancy film equipment. You don't need fancy tape equipment. You just need a computer. What I have here is more than enough to get started in both audio recording and movie making. That was a quick stay. So there's no excuse now, and that is actually why the studios are so, like, the recording and the movie studios are so gung-ho on trying to make everything online illegal, is because they know that you can do things now without them, and they've become pretty accustomed to having a lot of money on hand. So now that people can make their own content on their own and keep the profit for themselves, that's not good for the studios. They can't screw anyone over. I mean, it still probably costs an arm and a leg to make a, you know, big motion picture, but that's more in this, like, the special effects costs, I think, nowadays. I'll say this hesitantly because I'm not in those particular businesses, so I can't really know for certain, but it's got to be a lot less labor intensive than it used to be. You know, there's still some studios that are, you know, filming movies on actual film, but everything gets converted to digital in the studio, and all the movie theaters are being converted to digital. So that cuts out the film people. Audio, I think, is already completely cut over to digital master recordings and all that stuff, so you don't need to keep that equipment clean anymore and keep it all up to, you know, snuff and all that. You know, we got a ton of audio equipment in my basement, actually. You guys won't know the term. If you do, I'm going to be very surprised. But reel-to-reel, my dad has a reel-to-reel player in the basement, and that is basically a quarter inch. It's not a quarter inch. That's just, that refers to the play speed, a quarter inch per second. When I say it's like a... It's like if you took two old audio cassette tapes and put the strips together. That's how wide the tape is. And instead of all of it being enclosed in a cassette, it's two separate reels that take up in a feet spool and all that. There's a lot of stuff. That is work intensive. I can see where, you know, you got a lot of things you got to worry about there. But overall, like I said, the MPAA and the RIAA are just widely hated. If you really want to get pissy at our government, you can go ahead and ask, why are the Republicans so gung-ho at protecting the wealthy, but telling all the rest of us that we can go fuck ourselves? And why the hell are people still voting for them? That's my question. That's question of the year. These people are actively being screwed over by the Republicans, and yet they keep voting for them. And it's usually some kind of BS excuse, like, well, they're the party of traditional values. You do realize that a number of Republicans have been called out cheating on their mistresses or spouses, what have you, or, you know, even more popular, they get caught with the same sex. How are they? Family values again? Honestly, it's just a ploy they use to get votes, and it apparently works. It works. Yeah. And then there's people that think Obama is the devil, which I don't know how that works, but there's people like that. And these people are voting. And I feel that education would definitely be helpful, but well, see, that's the other thing, is the Republicans are trying to cut funding for education and increase it for military spending, like we need it. And that's resulting in poor education. Now, at the same token, I can see why people would want to cut public education. There's really not much good coming out of it because, you know, we're rambling here. And this is no way Sonic related, except for the music at this point. That's not even Sonic related that's playing right now. Hold on, let me bring it back to Sonic somewhat. Some relevancy. There we go. Okay. The reason why people tend to hate the public education system, at least in the United States, is because while unions are nice and all, the teaching unions have really kind of screwed things up. I worked in a school district for 5 years, so I know what that's all about. There's some teachers that are really good and talented, but then there's teachers that, like, barely know what they're doing, but you can't fire them because then the union will file lawsuits and all that other stuff. So basically what it amounts to is there's a few good teachers and there's a lot of crappy teachers, and the union at this point is just there to keep the crappy teachers employed. That's my opinion of it. Again, I've seen good teachers, so I know they exist. And then there's the whole Republican attack on women. So why women are still voting for the Republicans is beyond me again. Why? You know, you read about the stuff they're doing, and you're just kind of like epic facepalm. That's the state of U.S. politics. And I think what makes it worse is that, just from what I've read online, the rest of the world is apparently very friggin' worried / scared. And I can see why. We seem to be a bunch of crazy assholes that are in power here. And, you know, the stuff they could do. Like, cause a nuclear war. Speaking of, who's waiting to see what happens with that North Korea rocket? I haven't checked. Have they actually launched that yet? Let's find out. I really shouldn't be checking Reddit. It's really not going to do anything for me. Well, there... Oh, there is... There is... Wow. That is the third link on Reddit today. Hold on, let me pull that for you. Let me put that on the control bar. That is what is on right now, and it's making me laugh. Just the fact that was the third on. Oh, jeez. Oh, I'm going to hell for laughing at that. What happens if it's like an actual nuke? And this starts like World War III or something like that. Who knows what's going to happen? Anyways, I think it's time to start rolling this down. This was really kind of a goofed up thing today. Show. Well, all of them are goofed up, but this one more so. Actually, I would say this was actually a little more active than the past shows. This is my wrap-up BS, by the way, folks. So I'm trying to... I really got to plan it out a little bit better, and hopefully in the future I'll think about that. But, you know, my life is too busy during the week to really plan these out. Let's see. What can we get? We'll go with this. We'll end it at 54. Hopefully next week, I'll have the laptop completely up and going, and I can get people on the show, and then we can do some actual stuff. Oh, you know, if I just talk a little bit, this might actually work out. So we'll move that, and let's wait for that to clock over. I am such a lazy show host. I'm just like, oh, that might work. Oh man, that'd be cool. But now I gotta find my little promos. Yep. There we go. Oh well. So like I said, next week we'll go ahead and fix some stuff up here this week. You know. Give me a break. I was trying to set this laptop up all friggin' day. There's wires going over everywhere over here. I actually spent 3.5 hours fighting to get it up and running. And to top that off, I'm actually not finalized in how this is all set up. I had to hack this into working. There is like 13 Linux terminals open right now with just random commands I ran. So, anywho, I'm going to go ahead and call it, because now the clock will actually end at 7, like it's supposed to. And since we played the original rooftop run earlier, I kind of figured it'd be fitting to end this show on the Generations Modern version. If not, go ahead and feel free to tell me that I'm an idiot. But that's my deal. So, until next week, this has been Voice with Arsene Live. Woot woot.
You are listening to RSN Radio. Now with 30% more birds.